Sassy Elliot. Hey. Sass. Girl. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday, 3 o'clock, which means Tuesdays with Sassy Elliot Shore Parks.
It's getting more confusing by the day for people.
So my family was...
There you go. You're on.
Yeah. So my family was in town, obviously, for New Year's and Christmas. They heard Sassy Elliot for the first time. Big fans, obviously. You know, was set around the house.
Did they ask you why are you sassy? Yeah. Or
well, no one knows why I'm sassy. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the main issue with the song. I mean, the story is almost too hard to explain at this point. Yeah. So I was in a cab in London.
And the other thing is like it is. It doesn't match completely, but there's enough of a connection.
Look, yeah. Like a lot of my sports points, you only need 20% truth.
Yes.
And then you can.
Yeah.
No, kidding.
Everyone's kidding. Yes. We're all joking. So what do you think? Can they, do you think this team, we were talking to Jordan last night.
Yeah.
I sort of got the sense from him that at least I can sort of tell when Jordan is BSing us because he has to, and when he legitimately believes something.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it felt like he legitimately believes we have another level. Now, clearly they have another level they can play at. We've seen it. But he believes they have another level they can get to at a consistent. Do you think they have that switch to flip that gets them through the NFC and winning the Super Bowl?
So I do think they have a flip to switch. But I think more where I would land on this
switch
is...
Switch to flip.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna let that go for a while.
This reminds me of in eighth grade at an assembly, I got called on in front of the whole school, and I said the fire caught on house, and everyone laughed.
Nice.
Yeah, it was only 30 years ago.
Yeah, that is awesome.
You're over it though.
Yeah, I never think about it.
Yeah.
I guess where I would fall on it is like, do they need to flip a switch? Because as I think a lot about where I'm at with this team heading into the postseason, and like, what do I think is going to happen? I think I trust this team more than I trusted last year's team at this time. And I think this team has a better chance of going to the Super Bowl this year than I thought they did last year. Now, obviously, we know they won the Super Bowl. So I'm not talking about the finished product. I'm talking about going into the playoffs, right? At this point last year, this Eagles team had not won the Super Bowl, right? They were facing the Lions as the number one seed, which I think was a tougher number one seed than the Seahawks. I think the Rams were better last year than they were this year. The Eagles also didn't have home field advantage last year. And I've seen them complete the mission. This time around, I know they can do it, right? And I think the path is easier. So do they have to flip a switch? Maybe. I think they probably do need to play a little better on offense. But I think mostly I believe in this team more than I did the Eagles this time last year.
That only has to be because they won the Super Bowl last year. Because when you compare the teams, their defense was as good.
Better.
So I think that year's defense is better than last year's. I think this defensive line, Quinion and Cooper, Bond, I think they're all better than they were last year.
Dude, real quick.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Defense, let me jump in here.
No, you played defense.
The number two corner spot was better than solid. And Slay.
You think Slay was way better than Adoree this year?
Yes.
At this point?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. There's one spot. I'll give you that. Yeah.
C.J. Gardner.
He was better than Marcus Epps. I agree.
Okay. Milton Williams?
I think Moro Jomo's been better this year than Milton was last year. Mm. And the numbers back that up. And
I don't care about numbers. Listen, I'm not going to say there's a great difference between either, so I won't quibble over that. Yeah, Josh Sweat.
But again, you're thinking about the Super Bowl version of this defensive line. This defensive line has dominated way more than the Eagles' defensive line last year.
Well, first of all, I'm thinking about the second half of the season when Nolan Smith took off last year.
Which I think Jalix has done this year.
Yeah, but Josh Sweat also took off the second half of last season. This defensive line didn't even get an identity until we got Jalen Phillips here.
Yeah, and so now they have Jalen Phillips,
right? But that happened
Trade deadline. But last year at the trade deadline, we all thought the Eagles' defensive line was a major liability, right? So we viewed it the same way. The difference now is Jordan Davis is way better. Moro Jomo is better than Milton Williams. I think Jalix Hunt is more impactful than Nolan was last year, but you still have Nolan, right? You have Jalen Carter.
Let me ask you this, since you think Moro Jomo is better than Milton Williams. You think somebody will give Moro Jomo $100 million?
I think if Moro Jomo was a free agent this year, he would get $100 million. Yes. I do. I do.
Well, even if
Milton Williams had
you
one
just
good
threw
year,
off my whole plan.
Milton Williams had one good year, right?
So is Mauro Joe.
That's the point I'm making.
Well, first of all, we're only talking about singular years. The defense was only good last year when Vic Fangio got here.
No, I agree. I'm talking about Milton Williams versus Mauro Jomo and what they would get paid. Mauro Jomo is young and would hit a free agent.
Well, Milton Williams is young, coming off his rookie contract.
Right. I think he would get paid the same.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
even so,
yeah.
Let's say the difference in the defenses is at least marginal.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you think this year is better, last year was still great. You know, like so.
Number two in points given up last year.
Very good.
So the offense was way better last year.
The offense was better last year. I agree with you.
So how, and they had the 2 seed rather than the 3 seed last year. So I guess I just don't know how, the more confidence seems like something that you're talking yourself into.
No, I think the path is easier because I think this year's NFC, in my opinion, is easier than last year's. I think the Packers last year as the 7 seed were better than the Packers as a 7 seed this year. You look at the teams at the top of the NFC, like Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff and the Lions last year, I know they didn't win a playoff game, but I think they were better than the Seahawks this year, right?
What are you talking about?
You think the Lions last year weren't better than the Seahawks this year?
Well, the Lions were so injured when they went into the playoffs last year.
But they were the 1 seed. I was more afraid of going to Detroit last year than I am going to Seattle this year. Now, they didn't have to do it.
And they proceeded to lose to Washington.
Yeah, and we'll see what Seattle does.
So, but all I'm saying is that there's a better chance that Seattle will be in the NFC Championship game representing the NFC than Detroit was. We knew Detroit was hanging on by thread by the time they got to the playoffs.
So that's not how I viewed them. I was afraid of Detroit.
Well, that's fine. That's why people come to me.
No, I know, but that's why I have more confidence this year.
And I know, and that's why people are coming to me. You're giving a whole, I got more confidence this year.
I do.
When they were clearly better last year going into the playoffs.
So they were better running the ball last year going into the playoffs.
Scored more points.
They were a better defense last year going into the playoffs. They were on a more positive note going into the playoffs. They have sputtered. And listen, I'm putting my hat on the defense. So I'm hanging my hat on the defense. But this team has sputtered down the stretch here.
Also, they got one quality win.
Yeah, and that's why I moved on from it.
They got
one quality win, right?
Yeah.
Over Buffalo.
But I also think you're misremembering how we felt. I also think we're misremembering how we felt about the Eagles going into last year. Like, Jalen, last October, remember, he was hurt. They had lost to Washington. Like, they weren't perfect going into the playoffs either. I mean,
They lost one game in 15 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that was in December going into, there was the whole AJ and Jalen thing. Brandon Graham said what he said in December. We misremember, I think, our level of confidence in the Eagles going into the postseason. So I think this time around, but they are the Super Bowl champions at this point. Like, I've seen them complete the mission. This time last year, their last playoff experience had been a blowout in Tampa Bay. So I have seen them go through it. I've seen them do it. I can believe and look at this group of guys and say, I've seen them go all the way to the Super Bowl and win it, right? That was not the case last year. So that gives me more confidence. But then also, I do think the NFC is an easier path this year. No. Caleb Williams is the number 2 seed. He's never played in a playoff game. Number 1 seed, Sam Darnold's never won a playoff game. The Packers are super banged up.
Well,
the NFC
seed,
South.
Hold on.
What do you think it was last year?
We played a rookie.
Jared Goff had been to the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Time out. You're talking. Let's talk about who they actually played last year, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm talking about going in, but we can talk about who they played. Go ahead.
I'm just saying you're more confident in facing Caleb Williams and the Bears. We ended up playing the Commanders, who also had a rookie quarterback.
Exactly.
They had a rookie quarterback. Caleb Williams is more experienced than Jane Daniels was last year, and they're going to play at home, the Bears will, if they end up playing them, as opposed to the Commanders.
Yeah, and I am worried about going to Chicago. I agree. But I was more worried about going to Detroit. I also think Jane Daniels last year, as good as Caleb Williams has been this year, Jane Daniels was better last year. I think Washington had a better offense last year than the Bears do this year.
I think that's fair. That's fine.
So I think last year's Washington.
I think the Bears have the number one rushing offense this year in the league.
Yeah, they have a good offense. I think Washington's offense last year was better.
Wow, this is a.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I've just been thinking about it a lot, and this is what happens.
Well, you talk yourself into a lot of things that you shouldn't.
Well, I'm just saying, I think they need to play better, obviously.
But there is a percent chance. What do you think the percent chance they go to the Super Bowl is?
But again. Well, that's not what we're talking about right now.
I know.
I'm saying I had more Okay, so what percent did they go to the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. This would also support how confident you are. See, it's one thing you're just talking.
No, I'm thinking it right now.
Well, get it out.
40%.
That's a pretty big chance.
Yeah, I think the game that they could lose is at Chicago.
And check this out. I'm actually higher than you.
Well, do you remember what you were last year?
No, I felt good about the team going in because you remember it a certain way going in, and I remember it as they had ironed out all those kinks. The loss to Washington didn't mean anything to me. So, they actually, hold on, I'll just let you go on forever there. Washington, they actually looked good with the backups in there. They win that game if Devontae catches the ball at the end of the season. Do you know how many games they would have won in a row? 20?
Yep.
20?
Yeah.
Yeah, this team we've been talking about, we haven't seen this team look good for 3 straight weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they have won the last 3 games the starters played in, for
and
what it's worth.
How'd that look?
It didn't look great, but they did go to Buffalo and win. I agree it didn't look great.
And didn't do anything in the second
but
half.
Let me ask.
Hold on. Didn't do anything in the second half. We just came close over there.
I agree.
The last time we seen the first team offense,
yes,
they hadn't completed a pass.
I agree with you. The last time we saw the first team offense, if I remember correctly, in December last year, did Jalen not play until the playoff game? Right?
No,
he had the concussion against Washington. Then he didn't play in the next game, and then he sat out the final game. Yeah. So Jalen hadn't played for 3 straight weeks heading into the postseason last year. Right? I mean, that was a concern.
Even the offense, they scored 41 points against Dallas.
You know why? Exactly. That's why it wasn't a concern. Because we could hand the ball off to the best player in the league last year.
So you feel I agree with you that I feel better about the running game. I felt better about the running game last year.
I felt better about the team overall. You're discrediting, I like this defense. We're disrespecting what that defense did last year. And they did it for an entire year for the most part and went on and won the Super Bowl. We'll see if this team can stack up to that team when they got to play the Rams or one of those teams. We'll see how that works out. And that's why I brought up Slay because he was our number 2 corner. Now we have Adoree Jackson. Who do you think the weak link is when you face a team like the Rams? They're going to attack Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, I think Adoree Jackson is the weaker of the 2 corners.
Zach Bond was one of the 5 best defensive players in football last year.
And he's been arguably better this year.
No.
Statistically, if you stack up his stats, he's going to have mostly the same.
I actually watched the game.
No, I know. I watch him too, but I'm saying.
Hold on. You say that, so you're being disingenuous if you think this year for Zach Bond was better than last year.
I think last year, Zach Bond, we were surprised by it more, so it felt more impactful. I think he's been just as impactful this year. Now, in terms of the defense and like respecting what they did last year, I agree. Last year's defense accomplished something this year's defense is not. We'll see if this year's defense can do it, right?
Exactly. But
I'm saying going into the postseason, I feel better about this defense than I did last year's defense because I feel better about the defensive line, and Quinion and Cooper are a year older. They have, Zach Bond is still playing great. I think Reed Blankenship's playing well. Like, I feel really, really good about the defense. And on the offense,
they all played well last year.
I agree, but I feel better about the defensive line this year than I did last year. And for what it's worth, Quinion and Cooper and all of them have postseason experience now. They did not have it last year going into the postseason. And then in terms of the offense, I agree. The offense was better last year because they could run the ball better, 100%. But the offense going into the postseason was a question. Like, people were not sitting here and being like, this is some
game.
It was a question, but it's a bigger question this year.
I think it is a bigger question this year. I would agree, but I think the team as a whole, if you look at it, has an easier path because of the postseason and the fact that we've seen them do it. Right, they are wearing the crown this year as a champion that has done it. Last year, when they were entering the postseason, they were going in as having gotten blown out in the year before. Right, so like I have more confidence that now that I've seen them do it, I believe they can do it again.
Good. I don't want to stop it. Okay.
Well, we know when he gets to the point where it doesn't matter what you say to him.
No,
your
points are fair.
No, like, my points are accurate.
Right. I think some of them are, and I think mine are too.
I think you could whittle it down to very simply, I would say, defenses
at best a
5% difference, a wash. Offense was better last year than it is this year. And the key to the offense being better is one that, like, that I have trouble getting to the point where I think the offensive line can perform in a way even close to
better offensive play caller last year.
I agree with you about the offensive line, right? I do agree with you. And again, I'm not saying this year's team is better. I'm saying I have more confidence because of the path and because I've seen them do it. We're forgetting that last year, we did not feel the way we do about that team now. Like, you also say, and I'm not like signaling you out, I'm just saying, like, you don't think the offense was good against Green Bay or LA in the playoffs in those first 2 games, right? So they did not hit the ground running into the postseason as if it was like, you know, they're like dominating teams, right?
For sure.
Right.
But you could...
expect this team to do that?
But if you play those Green Bay and Rams games the 10 times each, I don't know, how many times do they win the Rams game? If you play it 10 times? 6?
But I think you're backing up my point that they were not some dominant team for the first. They were dominant in the last two games of the season, right?
And
they were a great team. Yeah. So I'm saying that what the team was that we remember was not the team we felt going into the postseason. Whereas this year, because of the
past, the team you felt.
I don't think there was confidence this team would win the Super Bowl this time last year. Not like you're overarching
wrong.
The way
it's never going to be that way. But that's not the point. The point is that when you had a completely healthy team with the best player in football in the running back, you had arguably the best defense in football. Why would we be worried going into the playoffs last year?
Because Jalen had played.
They look better last year going into the playoffs than they do this year. That's as simple as I need to make it.
I agree with you on that.
They looked better as a team last year. They had won 17 out of 18 games.
Because the offense was playing better. I agree with you on that. But they also had just beaten Buffalo. This year's team just beat Buffalo, right?
And how many people feel good about that game?
That's fair. But I'm just saying that was a higher quality win than they had the final month of the season last year.
The point that I'm making, you said, how did you feel? They were dominating those teams going in.
Right.
That gives you confidence. We've been sputtering. No one was confident after we beat Buffalo. So where's all this confidence that everybody has going into the playoffs right now that we're going to win the Super Bowl? And I believe they are going to the Super Bowl, but I don't feel that from the city.
Right, but I'm saying that I have more confidence than I did last year.
That's what I wanted you to say. You.
I. Well, of course.
You.
Yes, me.
Well, you've been saying everybody else. You're trying to say everybody else felt the same way.
I'm saying last year we didn't view the team going into the postseason the way we do now. That's what I'm saying about last year. This year I'm saying it's me.
You're saying we didn't view the team. We viewed the team different after they actually won.
Correct. That's the point I'm making.
Right.
And so if we're talking about going into the postseason, I have more confidence in this year's team than at this point last year.
Can I ask Elliot, the WIE Eagles reporter, a couple of questions?
Absolutely. That's okay. Who you're talking to.
All right. Well, no, that was that's Elliot, the personality.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. N'Kobe Dean, Lane Johnson. Is there one other injury? There isn't one.
Well, I mean, depends. Brett Toth and Grant Calcaterra.
Right.
Yeah. Coming out of the last
year.
To a lesser extent.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, yeah, and Toth was a concussion, so we don't know.
Right. We'll find out tomorrow.
And Calcaterra, well okay, let's do the big ones first. What is your confidence on Lane Johnson and N'Kobe Dean playing on Sunday?
So Vic Fangio said today that N'Kobe Dean will play. He said he expects N'Kobe to play. So,
okay. All right.
Vic said that.
Vic said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
3 hours after Nick Sirianni was on the morning show and wouldn't say. But,
well, because one's like the leader of the building down there.
Well, no, I think one has a strategic plan in mind. And
Right.
Vic Fangio just.
Well, hold on. Let me bring this up. So, you know, when we were talking to Jordan Mailata yesterday, when we asked him how the team survived the rockiness, he pointed to two things, mm-hmm. both on one side of the football. He said the defense and their attitude, how together they are, basically showed everybody else how to do it. He also said that he loves.
Oh, really?
He also said that he
said
loves,
this a few times.
Yeah, he loves Vic Fangio. He not only just his press conferences. He said, "I love that guy, Vic Fangio." It was a blank slate. How did you guys get through the rockiness of this year? The togetherness of the defense and Vic Fangio, he pointed to. So, I mean, it does.
I think it's super interesting. I agree. Now, I will say, because I know what you're trying to do with this, that, like,
I'm not trying to do anything.
First of all,
we're not trying to do anything.
First of all, the defensive side of the ball, half of them played together in college. So I'm sure that they are way closer.
It does help, right? It does.
And again, I've never discredited Vic Fangio. I'm just saying the culture of that team down there is set by Nick Sirianni.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
It does seem like it to me.
There he goes again.
I can only give my opinion.
A player on the offense basically said that the defense set the culture
of the
football
team. You're going to have Jordan Mailata on at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah. I am.
Why don't you ask him if Nick Sirianni sets culture in the building?
No, because you know how he's going to answer.
Why don't you ask him?
Because
why don't you man up?
See what he says. I'll even stay past 4 if you want me to ask him.
Well, because, no, I'm happy to ask him, but I know what he's going to answer.
I know you know, because the truth is it's
no,
Nick.
No, because I know Jordan well enough to know that the real answers you get are when you're not asking him the question. If I had asked him, like, who sets the culture over there? Of course he's going to say Sirianni. But what happened was, is he indirectly said that the defense sets the culture of the football team. And the defense's togetherness and how they play for each other was a model for how everyone on the team should act. It's essentially what he said.
Now, he's talking about the defense. He didn't say the way everyone should act, to be clear.
Well, but that's what he was saying.
I agree that he has pointed out multiple times how close the defensive players are.
Listen, he sounds jealous.
I agree.
I'm going to say he's observing it. He sees it.
Yes. Now, You know, if we want to talk about leadership on the offensive side of the ball, that's different. But I'm talking about the culture of the whole building. Like, Nick deserves credit also for the defensive guys being so close because he's the head coach.
Oh, he gets that credit.
He runs the team meetings. He's close with the defensive guys. I see him talking to him all the time in practice.
All right.
What do you want me to say? He's the head
What are they
guy.
Talking about? What they're watching on Netflix? I mean, what is the conversation
about? I mean, probably not football,
about?
So I'm sure it's culture stuff.
I don't know. I think they're all important.
I do think it's very interesting how Jordan keeps pointing that out.
It keeps pointing to... There's a couple things that Jordan keeps... And I'm sorry, Jordan, that I... And I
hopefully he's not listening.
I do not... He's not. I'm not... I don't believe that I am twisting his words in any way, is that he has pointed out... There's two things he said. One is the thing that I just said. Him pointing out, which he's done it a couple of times, how together the defense is. He almost sounds a little jealous to me.
Honestly, not in a bad way.
He's
impressed by it.
Yeah, he admires how together they are. The other thing is he has said several times something about the offense getting on the same page, being on the same page, getting on the same page, being on the same page. And like that is it's not just a poor reflection of the players. It is a poor reflection on the coaching that there's this battle to get on the same page.
Well, right.
It doesn't seem like the defense has that battle.
Well, which is the more important coach of the Eagles, Fangio or Sirianni?
Oh, would Sirianni. You stop?
I mean, it's Sirianni.
Would no, it's not.
It is absolutely Sirianni. Yeah, it is clearly Sirianni. Fangio does an unbelievable job, but like Nick is the one that has been there for 5 years, as they've been arguably
Who
the best team in the NFL.
Who do you think is more replaceable?
Vic.
That's not true.
I think it's Vic. I'm like, Vic is an outstanding defensive coordinator, but you can find another outstanding defensive coordinator easier than you can find another outstanding head coach.
Really? Because they just went from Doug Peterson.
Yeah, he replaced Doug pretty quick.
They went from Doug Peterson, who nobody wanted to hire.
Well, they're great at hiring. I don't know what you want me to say, but you look around
really?
The league.
How has Doug Peterson done since he left here?
But that's the point I'm making. Like here, he was awesome.
He
went to Jacksonville. How's any besides Liam Coe who's doing? Liam Coe is doing a good job. Yes, that's the first one in like 20 years. Yeah. But also, again, like how many other teams are looking for good head coaches as opposed to coordinators?
All I know is, I think it would be difficult to ask Howie because I bet Howie sort of resents Vic a little bit because of how vocal Vic is.
Howie would pick Nick.
No, he wouldn't.
I think
Howie would bleed down his leg if Vic Fangio left the team. Yes, he would.
But I think that's for a different reason.
215.
I think if you were to ask other organizations, which one would be more difficult to replace, I think most organizations would say, arguably the best defensive coordinator of all time.
I mean, let me say this. Like, and again, we both have a lot of respect for both of these guys.
Absolutely.
Like, of course.
Vic Fangio, prior to coming to Philadelphia, not a ton of success at his stops. Like, Nick has been successful his entire time as a head coach.
Well, it's a much longer career for one of them.
Hold on.
I'm just saying.
He went to the Super Bowl, the Niners.
The details matter.
I agree.
Vic is also a play caller and designer.
And Nick designs this offense.
How's that going?
Well, over the past 3 years, they've been like a top five team in points. So I think it's going pretty well. This year, it's not. There have been dry spells. But over the past.
They get worse every year in terms of points.
Yeah, we'd have to debate that. I'd have to look.
Well, I don't know that it's a debate. I think if you look at rank.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm taking your word for it.
Rank for points. Man. I think they've gone down every year from 22.
I agree. It's not been great this year at times.
All right.
It's a defensive driven team. It is.
I would agree with you right now. Yeah, but ultimately they will go as far as the offense takes them.
Let me just say this.
Like, they will go as far as Jalen takes
them. Cut his mic off.
All right, this is ridiculous, this new thing.
Yes. Because I only want to say one thing before we go to break.
Don't get sassy, Elliot.
Last year, arguably the greatest team in franchise history.
For sure.
So just understand. No, you don't need to say nothing. Take us out of here, Spike.
All right.
I just want you to know that's what last year's team is, arguably the greatest. To try to surpass that so quickly.
Yes.
If they win it this year.
No. Say it again. Say it again.
It's all right.
215-592-9494. All right. We have a lot. I haven't gotten to any of my things with Elliot.
I know.
It's amazing. He just came in firing takes. Made Ike mad. It's the best.
Boy, you certainly got my attention.
Yeah. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, you know I'm not a liar. I have a coherent moral code, and part of that moral code is being honest all the time. But I did tell you a lie, and that was that Gaida's big winter sales have ended December 31st. I guess not a lie, because what they decided was that this has been so good for people that we're going to extend it through January. So Gaida, if you buy any window or any door at Gaida, you're going to get 40% off each one of them. 40% off every expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window, which also includes free high-performance low-E glass, which it just sounds like words until you go over to Gaida and you see the difference. And now I have it in my home, and the difference is unreal. Also, 40% off any door. So that's an insulated entry door, which I have from Gaida, sliding patio door, also which I have from Gaida, garage doors, storm doors. And you can start your project with no money down and pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. So this only goes through January. You got to act quickly. Call Gaida today at 877-GO-GAIDA. Get yourself a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to gogaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.